Open Language 英语，
英语改变生活。
Hi everybody, I'm Lisa.
Hey, my name is John. Today we have a lesson about welcoming a new neighbor.
That's right, we're going to look at how to welcome a new person to your neighborhood. A neighbor is simply somebody who lives near you.
Right, so in this lesson, there will be a man and a woman and their neighbors, and let's listen to what they say to each other.
Hi, my name is Mila. I'm your next door neighbor.
How are you? I'm Nigel. Please come in.
I saw you moving in yesterday. I got you a housewarming gift.
That's so sweet of you.Thank you very much. Have you been here in China for a long time, Mila?
About 2 years. We moved here from Taiwan, and we lived in Singapore before that. How about you? Where are you from?
We moved here from the UK for my wife's work. Did you say you're Singaporean?
Close. I'm Malaysian. My fiancé is Spanish.
How exciting! I'm British, but my wife is Spanish also.
Okay, so in this dialogue, the girl, her name is Mila, she says, I'm your next door neighbor.
Right, the word next door here is the first word we will look at.
So we know what a neighbor is. A neighbor lives near you. Right? Mm-hmm. But a next door neighbor lives in the house or the apartment right next to yours.
That's right, they're the closest person to you in your neighborhood.
Right, so if you live in house number one, then they live in house number two.
Mm-hmm. So Mila is there to visit Nigel, who just moved in yesterday. So we have the verb phrase here, moving in.
Right, so we can say move in or moved in. And you know, if you move from one place to another. You know, you move from one city to another city. But move in is a little bit different.
That's right. So the verb phrase moving in here is...The process of moving your furniture, your boxes, everything into your new house. You are already there.
Right. So you arrived in the new place. You have all your stuff. You have to put it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside the house, you know, put everything in the right place.
Yep. Moving in is the last part of moving.
So in some cultures, if you see someone moving in near you, then you can give them a housewarming gift.But notice in our dialogue, Mila says, I got you a housewarming gift. Now, got or get, that can have a lot of meanings, right?
It can. It has a lot of meanings. In this context, in this dialogue, got means bought.
Right. So buy or bought.
Mm-hmm.
So I got you a housewarming gift means I bought you a housewarming gift. So what do you think it is? Like a bottle of wine?
That would be a good one.
Flowers?
Yeah, could be cookies.
Okay, so if get can mean buy, can we have another example of that?
Yeah, we can say, he got me flowers yesterday.
Okay, so he bought me flowers yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay, so pretty easy. Now, in this dialogue, it's, I got you a housewarming gift.
This is a big word here.
Housewarming. All right, so you can imagine, you know, a house...If no one lives there, if it's empty, it feels cold.
Mm-hmm.
But once a person moves in, they bring their stuff, they make it their home, then it feels warm.
Yes. So this is a gift to welcome a new person to a new house. You are giving them something to warm their house.
Right. So it's called a housewarming gift. So, of course, that's a very nice thing to do. And Niles says...That's so sweet of you.
That's so sweet of you. This is just another phrase for nice, kind.
That's very nice of you. That's very kind of you. It all means the same thing.
Then Mila and Nigel continue to talk about where they have lived.
Right, where they lived before. They moved from one place to another place. And then Nigel asks Mila, did you say you're Singaporean?
Right, so the next phrase we're going to look at here is, did you say?
Yeah, this is really useful. If someone said something, but you're not really sure if you understood them correctly, you can check. You can say, did you say your name is Mila? Did you say you're Singaporean? Did you say you're a teacher? You know, it's really easy to do and it's good to check.
That's right. And Mila actually is not Singaporean. She is Malaysian.
Right. She lived in Singapore, but she's Malaysian. And her fiancé is Spanish.
Right. So here we're starting to look at a lot of different nationalities, we call these.
Right. Where you're from.
And we just have to warn you, this is difficult.
Yeah, in English, there are a lot of different words, you know, different adjectives for every country.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to learn them.
There really is no pattern to this. It's something that you have to memorize. So we just suggest picking out, you know, some of the most common countries or your friends' nationalities. Right. Know your nationality.
The ones that are the most important to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you live in Asia, then you should learn, you know, Japan, Japanese, China, Chinese. If you live in Europe, then you need to learn, you know, Germany, German, France, French.
Exactly.
So Mila says, I'm Malaysian. My fiancé is Spanish. Fiancé, what does that mean?
A fiancé is somebody who isn't quite married yet, but are planning to be.
So they've already decided to get married.
Yep.
They've already become engaged.
Exactly. And we call both the male and the female in the relationship a fiancé.
Okay, so a man can have a fiancé, a woman can have a fiancé.
Exactly.
Both fine.
Mm-hmm. So Nigel goes on to explain he's British and that his wife is Spanish. So now we have the word wife here.
Right, so the wife is the woman, the man is the husband.
Yep, and this is after they are married now.
Right, first your fiancé, then your husband or a wife. All right, so that's the end of the dialogue. Let's listen one more time, and then we're going to talk about grammar.
Hi, my name is Mila. I'm your next-door neighbor.
How are you? I'm Nigel. Please come in.
I saw you moving in yesterday. I got you a housewarming gift.
That's so sweet of you. Thank you very much. Have you been here in China for a long time, Mila?
About 2 years. We moved here from Taiwan. And we lived in Singapore before that. How about you? Where are you from?
We moved here from the UK for my wife's work. Did you say you're Singaporean?
Close. I'm Malaysian. My fiancé is Spanish.
How exciting. I'm British, but my wife is Spanish also.
Okay, so now for grammar. Today we're going to talk about contractions. So contractions are like, instead of saying I am, you can say I'm. Instead of saying you are, you can say you're. And with contractions, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is you have to memorize, you have to learn these contractions. But the good news is after you learn them, your English will sound much better.
Mm-hmm. These are really important rules for sounding native and fluent.
Yeah, if you don't use contractions, your English will not sound very natural.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go over some of the most important ones. So I'll say the two words, and then Lisa, you can say the contraction. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay, so first, I am.
I'm.
You are.
You're.
We are.
We're.
He is.
He's.
She is.
She's.
It is.
It's.
All right. And then in this dialogue, we had that is.
Mm-hmm. That's.
All right. So what else did we have in this dialogue? We had that's and...
We have I'm.
And we also have your, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not using contractions, start using them. The easiest one to use is I'm, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you introduce yourself, you can use I'm. Then start using your. And then... Slowly, you can start to use he's, she's, we're.
Yep, definitely practice these. Now we want to talk a little bit about what we do in the United States to welcome a new neighbor.
Right, in the U.S., there is a tradition of housewarming gifts.
There are. It can be a little different depending where you are in the U.S., but it is very common for us to stop by our new neighbor's house, bring them a little gift. Usually it's cookies or flowers or something, but we just like to welcome them to the neighborhood.
So it can be something that you buy and it can be something that you make,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you can make cookies or cake.
Yeah, buy flowers or a bottle of wine.
So especially in small towns,
mm-hmm.
people are very welcoming, right?
Yeah, very welcoming, very friendly.
In New York City, maybe not.
Yeah, so it definitely does differ. It's different where...
Yeah, so the United States is a big country. American culture can be different in different places,
mm-hmm.
right? And then also in the UK, right? In London, probably it's different from the countryside.
Yep, same thing.
So remember, American culture, British culture, anywhere they speak English, the culture can be quite different. So you need to learn about the place where you're living. So you need to learn about culture in different places.
All right, so that's it for our lesson today. We really encourage you to try to use these new words and phrases that we've learned.
And practice the contractions.
Yes, and we have a task tab for you on our site. So please check it out and upload your work, and we will even give you some feedback.
You have to practice. All right, so that's it for this lesson. Bye.
See ya. Bye.